presenting their grievances on condition of work and ideas of turning around the national airline, chairman of the pilots working under the Zimbabwe Flight Crew Association said there are now only 35 pilots out of 60 in 2009 due to bad working conditions. Zimbabwe Flight Crew Association chairman Captain Otis Shonai said the pilots that have left Air Zimbabwe sought greener pastures outside the country.
Even up to present day, we haven't got a proper working contract, each one of us, with the company. We're just on a working allowance. That's what we're getting right now. But we have been professional enough, and we'll continue to be professional, to say that if we decide to go and fly, we'll do our very best and bring people home safely or take them safely to their destination.
He said pilots were expecting housing and vehicle loans like doctors, adding they also need farming land. Captain Shonai said most of their grievances had not been addressed because the company has not had a substantive management team. Association Secretary First Officer Gutuka Chamba concurred, noting that they believed most of the airline's problems were a result of bureaucracy between the board and the ministry and lack of people with aviation expertise in the board.
If you look at Air Zimbabwe right now, is that there's no substantive management. For 3 years, everybody is acting. For how long can people be acting? 3 years, and we are sitting and doing and nothing has been done. You are giving people responsibility and you're not giving them authority. So how are they going to run the airline? So that, Mr. Chairman, we think your committee must intervene as a matter of urgency. We need the governance structure at Air Zimbabwe looked at, and we need competent boards.
The pilots who attended the parliamentary hearing said Air Zimbabwe had the potential to operate efficiently and drive the country's economy if the right decisions are made on time. For example, Kachambwa said paying Zimbabwe's outstanding International Air Transport Association fees would improve the company's fortunes.
Let's get into the IATA Clearing House, because IATA Clearing House unlocks business value for us. It is what it does, it enables us to court share, to interline. So we're saying as a matter of ages, we know there's some amount which is owing to IATA. But I think the nation, as a nation, I don't believe that we can get 1.2 million to pay to IATA.
The two suggested that pilots get a seat on the Air Zimbabwe board and that the board itself be composed of people with knowledge of the aviation industry. They also suggested the acquisition of new planes, saying the company's fleet was too old and costly to operate. The pilots added that reviving the London route would also raise money for the national airline. Air Zimbabwe flies to Johannesburg, Tanzania, Bulawayo and Victoria Falls, and the pilots said opening up more routes would create business for the airline. Transport Minister Joram Gumbo and Acting Air Zimbabwe Chief Executive Edmund Makona could not be reached for comment. Transport Committee Chairperson Dexter Nduna said Parliament was concerned with the plight of pilots and Air Zimbabwe in general and would engage government with a view to resolving its problems. The company is saddled with a debt amounting to more than $300 million, making it unattractive for any merger with international partners. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.